This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
Mustache than Raph does right now.
Ow, you guys are like, do you just want to keep digging? Do you want to like
wow, I felt like that was a self-depreciatory joke, but like, look at this. I haven't waxed since pre-COVID.
What?
And it shows.
Girl.
Nothing wrong with a hairy lady. Nothing wrong with a hairy lady.
Cool boy.
Wait, is this first one, Chase, or are you working on number two now?
I had a beer while doing that.
Yard work.
Two beer chase.
Yeah. Got a yard work.
Limited edition mojito.
So it's like a honey beer and lime?
So it's mead. So it's like a honey wine. And then sparkling water and mint. It's really good. And then this one was cast in whiskey barrels, so it's more savory than their like normal one.
Interesting.
Their meadery has a booth at the farmer's market that I go to. And boy, oh boy, does the guy who works it know us now.
I don't think cast is the right word. Aged?
In a whiskey cask?
Finished.
Finished?
It's usually finished.
Cask is the correct term.
Limited release aged in rum barrels.
Aged.
On this.
Yeah.
Refreshing honey, mint, and lime. They also have a mead tea, which is like a black tea mixed with mead, and it is danger juice. But
because it goes down so smooth.
Did you say danger juice?
Danger juice.
Okay. Just checking.
I'm writing this down. Danger juice equals.
Don't do that.
Good tasting alcohol.
Danger juice.
Don't.
What's it called?
Mead tea?
Mead tea.
Come to farmer's market. I invite people to things all the time. I would like to say. I also got this at the farmer's market where I bought beer that I no longer have in my household.
I like the idea of the farmer's market. I like the things you can get at the farmer's market. I do not like the people at the farmer's market.
Yeah. you don't like the farmers. Dave hates farmers.
It's not the farmers.
I was gonna say, going to say, Dave doesn't like the people at the farmer's market like Chase.
Dave hates farmers.
And parking at the farmer's market is just always a nightmare.
You know, Downtown is losing its venue and most of its vendors, so we don't go there. But Bountiful, not so terrible. If you get there, like, early enough in the day, you need to be there early enough in the day.
So usually I'd go to the Strathcona Farmers Market.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, right?
Hells to the no. That's stupid, Farmers Market people. Yeah. You go a little bit out of the way. You go to Bountiful, also indoors, and less chaotic.
Yeah, but I don't like going out of my way.
Do they run all season?
Bountiful does run all season, yeah.
Nice.
Hmm.
Could I make a bit of a request for tonight's episode, guys?
No.
Could I be a little bit lame and request for it to be a bit of a short one? I'm starting to come down with something and would love to hit the hay a little bit early.
Is it the COVID?
Yeah, I'm still down with something. I'd love to.
No, I don't think so. I just got a little bit of a sniffle and a little bit of a fever, but.
That sounds like the plague.
You're gonna die.
That sounds like the plague.
Look at doorknobs.
Yeah. I just have pneumonia, and it's a good time.
Did you get pneumonia in Borden?
So, like, I mean, if I'm not here next week,
I came to Borden.
That's fair.
That would be really upsetting.
Yeah. I had pneumonia, bronchitis, and a sinus infection.
Okay, so I got walking pneumonia after COVID, which was apparently like really common. So, did you go and infect another province with different COVID?
No, I have COVID tests, and I tested before I left. And I've tested since I've landed here, and I tested again this weekend. I do not have the Rona. I just have pneumonia.
What a way of not having to go.
Pneumonia.
Not at all. Completely unrelated. Has anybody, specifically Raph, who's in her near vicinity, talked to Amanda?
Last I talked to her,
she who will she not be named.
Hey, speaking as the other token female that is only friends with this group because other
token female. Hey, haven't you lasted way longer than she did? Doesn't she become the token extra?
Because I leech and I grabbed on and refused to let go.
I married into this group. / related, so.
I'm sorry, you married into this group?
Well, sorry, I mean...
You were birthed into it?
Morley, married into
this group. He relied on nepotism.
Oh, are we doing toe things? Because I still have mine on my desk from last time, because they're not comfortable.
All right, Morley, I want to borrow those when I get back.
I told you, it's on Amazon, $39.95.
Yeah. I'm not paying $39.95 unless it actually works for me, fucking...
Amazon. Silicone. I'm gonna get a mold. Let's be honest here. You can hold on to that bad boy for like 2 months.
Okay, well then go to the dollar store and spend $2 and get the toe separators you get for painting your toenails.
Yes, that's exactly what these are. They just those ones don't have like the top cover, and they're not nearly as malleable.
Also, side note, those are silicone and probably easy to wash. And the toe separators from the dollar store are sponge and are full of who knows what.
Yeah, but they're like $2.
You just buy new
ones. They're not used, Chase.
Yeah. You hope.
No, it doesn't have to be used if it's coming from China.
I mean, they might be.
Full of the lead sponge, you know.
It's the good sponge. It's the good sponge.
Well, that's good to see, like,
England's.
You haven't opened any of your sheets. Did you work on your character sheet, Raph? Did you get it back up to where it should be?
Well, it's as close as I think I'm going to get.
That's
work on character sheets. Who does that?
No. Yeah. I'm not staring at two of you right now.
Hey, I sent you ideas, and you told me it was rookie work, or...
No, I said that's a good starting point. You wanted chaos. I'm giving you fucking more leash. And what do? You don't do anything with it.
I did something. I was being very respectable about it. And you were like, that's not powerful enough.
Yeah, you can keep that ability. Add some more.
2 days.
Add some more juice.
I was done in 2 days. Two characters, 2 days. That's a character a day.
Boom, boom. Right?
That must be nice for you, Dave.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but people who finished early got bonuses. Just saying. There was perks.
Oh, perks. Those are dangerous.
Percocets? Molly Percocets?
No, yeah. I'm now dealing perks. Yeah.
Oh,
and my door gets kicked in the middle of this.
Speaking of perks, you guys have found yourselves, a lack of a better word, a forest glade on a nice warm autumn afternoon.
It's true. It's where against, we be.
Against all odds. I mean, you know you're underground.
I should log into that.
I vote we go full Alice in Wonderland, fall asleep in the flowers, and wake up to them screaming at us. This is where I'm at.
All right. You landed on a slightly sandy pebbled beach from a clear flowing river.
Yeah, that seems sus.
It seems sus. Right? And, you know, you are in a forest that contains both deciduous and coniferous trees. Bushes, shrubs, flowers.
A shrubbery.
Right? Most of these trees are about 30 to 50 feet tall.
You know, if I had a character who had any sort of survival skills, actually, not that bad. I'm going to forage.
You go to forage. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, and I'm hoping that they're not coniferous trees and cruciferous trees, because those are two very different things that I think you may have gotten the words mixed up of.
Deciduous?
You mean coniferous versus carnivorous?
Yes. Cruciferous.
Deciduous coniferous. And coniferous.
Not okay. Versus it's a C.
Yeah, there's
coniferous.
What about the magicish?
Magicish.
Magicish?
Magicish.
Magicish.
I'm gonna start taking like the little buddy bits off of any pine or spruce trees that I have. Start digging up at some roots, make some like hearty teas.
Yeah. Plus, again, in a sign written in a couple of languages, you see, "Behold, Willow's Wood. Harm not, lest ye be harmed."
Okay, but like ethically foraging, I feel like is not harming. It's like how when my strawberry bushes, I let them grow, and sometimes I would just leave a couple of strawberries out for nature to take.
Yeah. Right. All right. Roll me.
Roll for survival, roll survival Chase.
Question for Chase. Mm. I believe you had tied her umph up last time as well. Did you just leave me staked to a rope like a goat for a T-Rex?
She really
what's
wanted
going on here?
To. I don't know I if don't she ever got a chance to do it.
Yeah.
There was a whole thing at the end where she said she did it.
Around
24.
24.
I rolled a 20 and I have a +4, so 24.
24. Impressive.
And I will never roll like that for the rest of the game.
Right? Yeah. You find many assorted berries, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, currants. All over, some edible like flowers and things of that nature. You also notice as you're foraging along the riverbank and a little bit into the woods that among the trails littered throughout this forest, you notice slight humanoid footprints.
Interested.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Slender,
so do I
slender
add foraged goods.
Yes, you,
to my list, and then add. I found footprints.
Yes, slender footprints of a solitary humanoid.
Were they walking jazzy? Like, what's the tempo that we're working with here?
This seems to be a relaxed meandering throughout the woods.
I appreciate one person laughing at me, and that's only because I can see all of your faces. Thank you, Matt.
Jazzing, yeah.
I'm just laughing jazzy.
Humanoid footprints.
Yes, you have collected enough berries and whatnot to provide a fitful meal for the group.
Cool. Do I notice that I'm like super cursed now or? No. Great.
What would you.
Slender humanoid footprints.
Yeah. Dave, can I meander my way over towards this part of the to sort of broaden our scope of understanding of our space?
Yeah, you can certainly do that.
I'd like to do it stealthily, just because we're in a new place.
Okay.
I don't know what my stealth is. I think my stealth's only 2.
Right. So you can see like the trails on the map, right? Like this becomes as you get in further and further, it becomes darker, heavier forest.
Okay.
So put your Ranarat where you want a Ranasee.
Ooh.
If I Corey can make a suggestion though.
I'm gonna go to like here.
Like there. All right.
I'm not sure how
I'd listen to Corey's
I'm not sure how literal the warning is about doing no harm, but that may also include like walking on grass, breaking branches, picking fucking berries that maybe we shouldn't have.
Kind of sounds like a guitar problem. I didn't zoom in too much. My plan was to kind of stay more or less along the trail.
Right. Yeah, it gets to like a bit of a thicker forest.
Did you want my stealth roll?
Yeah, roll your stealth roll.
It was a 16.
All right, 16. So you're making your way through this dense canopy of old forest. Trees are covered with moss. Rays of the afternoon sun kind of penetrating in places through the dense canopy as you work your way through this forest. And then you notice...
Can you open up? There you go.
Yeah, then you notice that there's a little thingy up ahead.
Great description. Little
thing. I would like to investigate.
Right. So you come out and it doesn't...
Investigation?
Your investigation. I'll read a little bit here. So you come upon...
Coming upon
a grove, and it doesn't fit with the rest of the forest, but a grove of dead, burned trees. And in the center... there seems to be a stone.
Okay.
Can we just make a sign that we didn't do that? I'm kidding.
I didn't start the fire.
Right.
This time.
The circuits were already burning when the world was turning.
Yeah, there's a stone in the center of this this little burnt out grove.
Okay. Stone grove.
If I do a deeper investigation, will I uncover anything else?
You want to go and look at it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That'd be right. Sorry, right there.
Ooh, I mean, if I'm investigating and you want to roll, I just rolled a natty 20.
Natty 20.
For a total of 20.
All the secrets laid bare.
All right. So in the midst of this grove of dead, burnt out trees is a stone, and it's carved in the shape of a rose. And written here, it says, in common, here lies Chrisson. Human, friend, and companion.
Are there any flowers or anything like that along the pathways?
No. Like I said, like this section doesn't fit to the rest of the forest, where this is actually it's burnt out.
I meant like the. Okay, I mean like in the surrounding sort of like foresty area that's also by, or is it all just burnt out?
Like this kind of area in here is all kind of burnt out where you're standing.
Sorry, was it here lies Chrisson?
Chrisson.
Cr-
Human friend and companion.
Got it. I mean, I'm probably butchering the spelling of their name, but I've written it down.
It is C-R-I-S-S-A-N-N.
Oh, yeah. I butchered that.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Okay. Got it. Kristen. Okay. I wrote it down for notes, but none of us know about it yet.
And across the wind ran a rat.
Mm-hmm.
From by the gravestone. Like a slight whisper you hear. Revenge. Vengeance.
Not another one of these.
Guys, side note, I'm pretty sure I did tie up Harumph. Reviewing my notes from last episode. Ties up Harumph. Puts upcut in case of emergency sign on him.
Kill the witch.
I'm not going to lie. Harumph is currently standing back, eyes closed, looking up at the sun, basking in it. So,
right? I mean, 10 years in a hole.
He's right. Oblivious right now. He is.
10 years in a hole. He should have come across 3 women, regardless of race, and worshipped all of us as gods, but he did not, so.
Wasn't that much space in the hole.
In. All I got was in. Hella sus.
It was rather tight.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-mm. I'm enjoying the muted moments of both me and Rav just hacking in the direction of Nob.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
They let you on an airplane like that?
I mean,
I might have just smothered both of it.
So what's going on? Ranarat, you're hearing whispers of revenge and vengeance and kill the witch.
You know, Corey's not too far behind. Do you want me to roll, see whether or not I pick up any of that stuff as well?
Roll me a perception.
Also, kill the witch in ash pile is not usually good vibes, just saying.
19.
19. As the day darkens into dusk, Corey, it's getting a little darker, the canopy. You catch a whisper on the wind, but its message is lost. But scanning the tree line and flitting through the trees by where that gravestone is, you see a wisp of ivory light, and it seems to dance among the bush. And that wordless whisper once again hounds your ear, imploring you to follow it.
Oh. I'll call that out to Ranarat. Be like,
are you guys seriously going to fall for one of the oldest tricks in the book?
A will-o-wisp? I mean, depends on whether we think that we're tougher than it. No, I mean, out of the 4 of us, like, everybody else is, like, together, and then there's Rumph, like, way back there. Still starstruck.
Also, will-o-wisps. Decidedly feminine energy, let's be honest here.
Right?
Is it?
Yeah, sure. You can enjoy it, but you ain't gonna enjoy it when it does what it needs to
see,
do.
See, here I'm thinking, is like will-o-wisps, if we translated that into French, would it be le le?
I think it would be like L apostrophe.
But that's
I don't know what French is for Willow. No, Les.
I don't know.
Les. Yeah.
I believe it would be a la.
Les.
Not a la.
Wisp de Willow. It has no French bread.
No French.
What do you guys want to do?
I'll call out to Ranarat and Chitauri about the light I saw, and then ask them. I'm like, is Hazen coming along, or did we leave him fucking tied up back there? Because he's really good for taking a fucking shot for us.
You left Hazen in a pile of dust, you son of a bitch. Fucking, that's rump back.
Actually,
there.
Hazen's actually with you.
Yeah.
Side note, I had to look up the translation because I was not sure. Will-o-wisps from English to French is feu-follé, so no male or feminine conjugations there, just elusive. Great. Zero out of ten.
Sounds a lot fancier, though.
But it's still not as feminine as I wanted it to be. Just like how Raph mistakes Norwegian for Russian, apparently. Wouldn't be the first guy I've ever hung out with. Would be the first person that I wasn't on a date with going, take me home, dad, I want to go home, come pick me up, it's a family emergency, totally an emergency, come get me.
That got dark fast.
What?
I feel like there's a lot of background I'm missing.
A lot of background. Right?
Show up to a date and then decide to go forward with it when he has more eyeliner on than you do. I don't know what you want.
It's allowed now.
Don't be judgy, Chase.
Yeah.
Sounds very judgy, Chase.
That's sorry. The first words that I heard out of his mouth, so I'm in this band, and that's all he talked about for the next 2 hours.
That's his personality. What do you want from him?
You're right. Whole it identity. Was his personality.
He's focused on
the drummer
identity. Yeah.
No, he was a guitarist. I think there's like a bass guitarist too.
Nobody likes the bassist.
Okay, I just want to point out that Chase, you should be channeling that first date energy from that fella for Chitauri, because that is literally her personality right now. Is I am a bard,
guys.
So
secret sauce here. I've gone on out with a lot of musicians. You know what I'm engaged to right now? Somebody who's not musically inclined at all.
Carpenter. Like Jeezy's dad.
Yep.
But he's artistic. I've seen the photos.
He makes the wood sing.
Yep.
You say he's artistic. You've seen the photos, as in the things where I yelled at him, bend your back more. And he went, real people don't move like this.
Just like that.
Yeah. But yeah. No, what do you guys want to do?
Be more anime. It's just the three of us. We're all here. He's fine. I feel like it's time for a bad idea die.
All right.
And the bad idea die says, be more anime, where you scream a woo down the chasm and jiggle way more than you need to.
I say we follow the light.
It dances around the headstone.
Right? What the fuck is that over there? We should go and look at that. And then, like,
And you based Corey off of Irish heritage, and you're following a will-o-wisp.
Just because she's based on it doesn't mean that she's a very good...
Rookie.
Excuse me. The entire movie Frozen bases it off of Norwegian heritage, and they brought their kids to the trolls. Okay. I vote we lick the rock that the will-o-wisp is hanging out around. Just saying.
Probably the Blarney Stone.
Ranarat is going to go up and put... I want to check the surrounding area, see if I can find like some sort of a small flower or something. Can I do that?
Yeah, look, like I said, it's all burnt out in here.
No, but like I'll venture
in the center. Surrounding.
Yeah. I mean, you can find like a small little daisy.
Okay, I'm gonna pluck it, and I'm gonna go go back to the graveside, and I'm going to put the flower on the headstone and one gold piece. And then I'm just going to continue on my way.
Okay, you go to put the flower on the headstone and a gold piece, and you hear in your ear, "She killed me. She killed me. Kill the witch. That elven witch does not deserve to live."
I'm just going to mutter to myself, "Well, I assume you fucked around and found out." I'm just going to continue walking away.
Can I follow Renarant's suit and put a fake mustache on the tombstone from my costume kit?
All right, so the tombstone is all the way up here.
I went to where Renarant was. I'm going to put a mustache on it. It'll be a good time.
"Vengeance," you hear in your ear, Shatari. "Vengeance. I did not deserve this.
I don't know what that is.
She should suffer. She should be the one that's dead."
That sounds like a lot of really toxic feminine energy, and you should talk to somebody about it. And I'm going to boop a mustache on it, and I'm going to go back down the hill.
All right, as you leave, this voice. If it was louder, it would be a scream, but you get the impression of the scream. "Take my wand. Use it to destroy Willow. Kill the elf witch."
Who's closest to me? Ranrat? Something about killing willow trees with a stick. I'm going to start working on a song for it, and Shatari's going to plunk her butt down and start tuning her instruments.
Corey will also make an offering of charred human-sized pants. Just a portion of them, though.
"He turned her against me. He caused this. Because of him, she killed me. Vengeance."
All right, so did the other two of you hear a fucking voice in your ear when you came here and you did that? Did the both of you also hear that?
"Take my wand."
Something about killing trees with sticks. Didn't really fully understand it. Also, what was the name of the lady whose wife was not a toad?
I don't remember her name.
That's like ages ago.
Okay, so the wife who was
That's not related at all?
Urgala was the name of the wife.
Urgala. Okay. Nice.
Is that what it says on the tombstone?
No, it says,
I don't think so.
It says...
Here lies Kristen. Human friend and companion.
Kristen. Take the wand. Kill her.
Somebody's taking detailed notes. You know, I knew this guy who, with this, like, purple sword, just, like, was really attached to it after he picked it up, and I vote that I don't touch things that I don't know what they are.
She does not deserve to live. She is evil.
All right, so if one of us was willing to, like, take this wand there of yours and, like, kill this evil witch of yours, where exactly would we find a wand that powerful to kill an elf witch? Hypothetically, of course.
Amongst my bones, within my grave.
Oh. All right.
Grave robbing, great. I'm going to do everything in my power from stopping Corey to dig up that grave. That's a hard no from me.
Says the woman that harvested eyeballs from recently dead beings.
They were not buried yet. There was no, like, sanctity in that. Somebody who's been given burial rights, draw the line. You do not take that out of the ground.
But it's standing right here telling us, like, oh, I have it. It's right here in my pocket, but I have no arms, so you'll have to get it yourself.
Take my wand. Use it. Use it to get rid of the evil.
Use it to get rid of the evil. Land. It's literally saying it right here in our ears.
I don't trust that rock that's screaming at us. It has a shifty mustache on.
God's sakes, woman, you're the fucking one that put the mustache on it.
And it's real shifty.
All right, I'll turn to Ranarat as the tiebreaker.
Looks like Rurt Reynolds.
Ratty, what do you think? Should we should we dig up this poor bastard and use my mage hand to pick up the wand so it doesn't get fucking stuck to anybody and just drop it into your bag of holding, in case we need it? I mean, I'd rather walk in there with a gun than without a gun. You know what I'm saying?
If anybody tries to break ground, Chitauri's going to tackle them.
Ratnerat's going to dig around in her bag of holding. She's going to pull out two coppers and be like,
"My two senses, let's not fuck with stuff."
I'm going to put my money back in my pocket and keep going.
That was a whole lot of effort just to show everybody two copper.
His pride has got two coppers rubbed together.
My 2 cents. My 2 cents. Yeah.
I'm betting that Ranarat has color blindness, and she actually just flashed two of the platinum that she had snuck from that other site.
You don't know what I have, okay?
All right. Okay. So
you are correct. I do not.
All right. Let's put a pin in this one, and In some distant time, if we're oh shit, we really need to find something that can help us kill some sort of an elven witch. Maybe we put this number one on the list of a place to come for a fucking weapon.
How about maybe number zero on the list of grave robbing that we're not going to be doing? Okay, great.
I mean, you're really one to speak. Come on. You killed a being and then turned around and then sold it back to its own kind for them to eat.
Argumentatively speaking, I don't think Chitauri's killed anything in this entire campaign.
What? No, you have killed something.
Trying.
Yeah.
One thing.
Didn't we kill one of the guards and then you turned around and sold it back to the other goblins and shit?
No, I sang a song to the goblins to get them all to like me.
We did that too. Yeah.
We did that. I've tried to sell spider eyes multiple times, but I think in this entire campaign, I've only ever gotten one kill, and it was a very sad hit on a bugbear or something.
I do remember this. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, if you attacked more.
I've charmed. No, I've attacked plenty. I've charmed so many things where I'm like, guys, we're going to move on or this is going to fuck us up. All right. That way.
Well, I'm going to think my estimation right now is Ranarat's leading the pack. I believe my spirit guardians are probably in second place.
Corey is taking up. So there are no spirit guardians. Yeah.
Well, sure, but they come back and forth whenever I call them. But Corey is in third place with the most kills of our own team. By far.
By far.
Corey didn't kill.
So
I think Ranarat's gonna object to that. I've fucking thrown down some pretty amazingness.
Right?
I don't know that.
I don't think anybody in our party.
Corey has.
That's why I put you at the first.
Our party did not kill Hazen. Hazen made poor life decisions and killed himself. I may have made him nappy nap once or twice.
I believe, if you go back and listen, that he had damaged Hazen right before that thing went off. And that's why he did not have enough health to survive that encounter. Hence being disintegrated.
I think that happened. Yeah.
That might have happened.
Hazen made decisions to try to help his party members survive it, but there may have been a little nudge in the wrong direction from someone.
Boop, boop. So a nudge.
I don't remember. Seems like a lack of feminine energy.
A nudge in the right direction. What are we guys doing here? So you're ignoring the imploring voice calling for vengeance and to kill the witch.
We made a note of it.
You made a note.
It is.
it's high in the list of like suspicious shit that Corey has seen.
She turned me into a newt.
But no, it's real suspicious. Have you seen her mustache? Let's move on.
Rumpf, are you staying by the shore? Or are you joining the as this
I think he's still tied up.
Autumn afternoon?
Rumpf,
I think she
tied
just
up.
Tied up your hands.
No. She tied, there was hands attached to body.
I feel like.
And I thought she had said she staked me to the shore.
No,
somewhere.
I don't think I staked him to the shore. I just made sure that he was tethered, at least to myself, so he wasn't doing random shit. In true Tatani
fashion. No, you never
fashion,
said to yourself.
I would have kept him from shit talking. Bare minimum, he's tied up with a ball gag.
Only if you got his fucking consent word. Yeah, he's standing over here. He is still over on the shore, happily, contentedly, staring with his eyes closed at the sun, enjoying the ever-present rays beating down on him. After, like you said, 10-plus years of pure darkness and never seeing the sun, this is now the most glorious thing he's felt in a while.
Does anybody chance upon him? Because what I really want is... I don't know if anybody partook in Unus Honest. It's like episode 3, they cook with sex toys, but they're trying to eat with like a ring gag in, and they're like shoving food down the one guy's throat, and you see the person make eye contact full of panic because the mailman comes and looks at him through the window as he comes to deliver the pack.
Oh, I'm sorry, what show is this?
This is...
Oh, he's coming to deliver the package,
was,
right.
I'll find it.
Oh,
this what?
Unus Honest.
What the fuck is an Unus Honest?
I don't think that you're eating anything with a ring gag in.
Memento Mori. You're Jello. Not chewing it. There's that.
No.
There's no masticating.
Yeah. You're just swallowing. So I hope he's not eating like
first
steak.
Thing is Unus Honest cooking.
What is Unus Honest?
YouTube does not... Markiplier and his friend from Crank Gameplays did like an episode every day, but at the end of it they deleted the entire channel and the entire video archive. It was like a total social experiment, but like episode 3 was cooking with sex toys, and it has lived on the internet forever.
I don't know what any of this is.
I mean,
I'm old.
My first experience in cooking with sex toys was that episode where Tom Green convinced his grandma that a vibrator was like a new kitchen gadget. She was using it to like mix drinks and
mixing bowl.
You know, I don't really understand that because the amount of nightmares I have about this is a lot.
I mean, it's more than one. So
why would you have
why are you having nightmares about sex toys? Those are supposed to be fun.
You know, you walk into the back of a Spencer's once, you see all these ones with like printed on pattern.
Spencer's, oh my god.
And you think
why would
that's
you
go a
there for
poor die choice. I had to shop for a bachelorette party. Do not fucking question me. Don't pick me as your maid of honor, side note. Well, I don't know what I'm
are you
doing.
Use,
I talked to the
are
poor
you
people
use,
that work at Spencer's and like San Francisco.
Are you gonna use 50 Shades of Grey as an accurate representation of BDSM? If you're going to Spencer's for sex toys? Jesus.
Oh, the price is right.
Not all used up at that party.
Oh, Chase. Oh. Oh,
so concerning.
Yeah, oh, Chase.
You sweet summer child.
All right, so let's sort out what's going on here.
It's 0 out of 10. You have nightmares about it later. Don't worry about me. Immediately overwhelmed.
Right back into the
back to the game. Okay.
I don't know what's wrong.
Don't dig up the fucking ground. Graves are sacred. Let's move on. Okay. We should probably go and check on our friend who does the tippy-tappies and make sure that he's not trying to tippy-tappy on the sun.
I mean, that's fair. We should probably poke back in again and go see him. What do you say, Ratty? I'm heading back.
Sure, let's go back.
All right. So you gotta go get... Harumph.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking Ranarat moves fast.
Bam.
You find Harumph peacefully laid out by the shore.
With his throat cut.
Snoozing. Well, maybe. If the DM says so.
But you guys are in
but if he went.
In an old forest. I mean, why do you got these, like, oh, you're going to get cursed and whatever, man. Just harm not, lest ye be harmed.
Right? It seems very simple.
Right?
Okay, where the hell is Chitauri? Come on, girl. She's take a fucking tail feather.
She's still by the grave, listening to the whispered words of vengeance and revenge. The witch. Free this land from evil.
Witches aren't evil. Bah-bah. I'm not good one.
What is your string instrument called again there, Chase?
Shom?
Is it a shom? I thought shom was some sort of horn I was looking at it. No, shom, I have two different types of horn. One of them is a literal horn. And one of them is a sham, and then the other one, cymbals.
Boom.
I thought you had a good stringed instrument.
No.
Oh, well, never mind.
In real life, yes. I could break out the violin, but I broke strings on it the other day while I was tuning, and I do not have the energy level to fuck with it.
It's true.
Right?
It's true. She doesn't, guys. Does not have the energy.
I like how she goes to whisper that, like, there's somebody on the channel that's going to chastise her for using the F word.
I was more meaning that why wouldn't I fix my violin immediately after fucking it up?
Well, it's not like it's going to get worse.
Reasons.
Old strings, tri-tune, all broken.
I mean, that's fair.
You guys gonna wake me up or just continue to stare?
Are you asleep? Or can we just drag you along like a good little baby with a pacifier in his mouth?
Good little baby.
Hey, if you wanna drag him, he'll probably stay asleep. He's pretty, that sunbeam is like, he is like a cat on a windowsill.
Beep, boop, beep, doop.
So, like a good baby wearing hearing protection with a pacifier in their mouth, I vote y'all just drag him forward.
I like how you say y'all when they're both smaller than you.
Chitauri's a big girl. I don't know what to tell you.
That was kind of the point. Yeah. I don't think Ranarat at 3'6" is going to be dragging her umph. Hey. I'm feeling small.
I take that as a personal attack.
Also, you are 150 feet away from us, so you're not much help right now.
Yeah, you're still standing on a gravestone that you keep telling everybody to leave alone, and you're the one who's there fucking
making direct eye contact with the mustache, making sure it's not doing anything shifty.
What mustache has eyes? Did you put googly eyes on it too or something?
I have an entire costume kit.
Don't give her that idea.
Do you know how many eyeballs I have on my inventory?
Like 100.
Guessing many. Just bags full of rotting.
Proper grape. I left them out so they can air dry. I didn't leave them in a Ziploc bag for them to get all moldy. Chill out.
Chill out, buddy.
Buddy.
No squeeze in the juice.
Squeeze in the juice.
What is it? And then you go, I can't make the sound. I'm not going to try. Yeah, thank you.
There you go. I don't know exactly what that noise was either, but.
Weasel sound.
It's supposed to be apparently. A weasel.
Yeah.
Nope, hence his name, it. Weasel.
That's not it.
Not it. Tried though.
So, are you waking me up?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
This, what's going on? Why am I? What's going on with these ropes? I don't need any more ropes. I've got my own. Thank you very much.
All right. Just quit fucking struggling around here and I'll get you untied. Jesus Christ.
Every action that Corey tries to do to untie, Harumph is like trying to help but reversing everything that she does.
Well, wait, yeah. Fuck. You're just making them tighter. Oh, fuck. Where's that knife? Might be easier just to cut his throat than cut the ropes. I'm kidding.
Harsh.
I joke. Jesus.
That voice over there is really just darkening all of you. Rump's not going anywhere near that fucking.
Okay, so Rump gets untied. Chitauri's still hanging out at the grave. Corey and Ranarat are with Harumph now. I guess we can take him to the grave too. And go looking for Chitauri again. All right, let's pitter patter. Let's get at her.
Pitter patter. Let's get at her. Right.
What the?
Jesus.
Sorry, what languages was that sign in?
Which sign?
All of them.
The one that said, harm not lest ye be harmed? Which language do you speak?
Languages. Where are you guys? Languages. I speak Common, Elvish, Draconic, and Celestial. It's
in Elvish, Common, and Draconic.
Oh. Creepy.
I like it. I like it a lot.
You like it a lot?
I like it a lot. Okay. All right. Let's keep on moving on by. We'll call out to Chitauri. Tell her to leave the bloody grave alone. She convinced us. We've marked it on our map. And we're carrying on.
Yes, leave the bloody grave alone. What bloody grave are we? Nope.
Ari's gonna come nice all the way down the hill, but she's gonna be doing that weird, like, fake outy thing. You're like, you fuck with this, and just like face palm you to the ground. I'll meet up with you at the crossroads.
We have all lost any sort of interest in this at all. We're just like, come on, just quit dragging your fucking ass.
Right?
Overly protective. We do not desecrate graves here.
We don't?
I mean, just here, though.
Right? Chaotic.
I'm just going to throw out that I think...
But I am so good.
Harum's background is anthropologist, so he does disturb graves, just depends on the age.
And a...
We'll give it another couple of hundred years. We'll come back.
You're also given permission.
Don't talk to me about that.
Right? Like, there's no more clear version of consent that we can get.
Right? You were given permission to desecrate the grave. At that point, it's not desecration.
I argue that.
Now, do you guys actually have the wand? Did you take that there, Morley? Did you actually?
No, we haven't broken ground whatsoever. We made a note on the map, that was it.
I thought it said the wand was on the gravestone.
No, it's buried with him. Not?
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
So we made
Rump note. Knows nothing of this.
We made note. We'll walk by it, tell you about the weird light and the whispers, and apparently there is a powerful wand that. Should be used to kill the elven witch. But Chitauri doesn't want to fuck with it, so we're just going to leave it for now. Until something happens and we get to tell her I told you so.
Well, that sign specifically said not to screw around in several languages.
Well, it said... It,
Yeah, don't fuck around. Don't find out. Let's move on.
To be fair.
Ethically forge our way through this beautiful landscape.
To be fair, what it said was, do no harm, lest harm be done to ye. So, you can't really do any more harm when it's already dead, right?
Gotcha. And I heard, do not fuck around, do not find out. Do not fuck around, desecrate graves! Do not find out.
The desecration of graves is, it's just an artifact of established religions. Trying to make you afraid of what happens on the other side. You just fucking die and the worms eat your eyes.
It didn't sound very dead if it's talking to all of you, right. Or you're all crazy.
Counterpoint. You should put this in your mouth as Chitauri holds up a spider eyeball and go, this is a gumball, unless organized religion told you it wasn't.
What?
Who's part of the organized religion?
Organized religion is the one that would tell you it's a fucking gumball. They're the ones running around putting crackers on children's tongues and shit.
You're right. Calling it the blood of their god and the body of it.
And balls and mouth.
Yeah. Okay, so we're fucking walking.
Walking.
Manorat, you got lead.
We're moving the fuck on.
Yes.
Right, you're moving.
Okay.
We're moving.
Oh, sorry,
all right. Okay.
We jazzy step in. Let's go.
So you guys enter this area, and you can see a bit of a change here. You could hear an eerie moan coming from the northwest, and then you notice. Well, there's a bit of a difference, right? There's some. Lack of a better word here. Let's see. Where's my thing? Higher ground. You see two squat guardhouses, braided with moss and vines. Marble walkways, at least 20 feet from the forest floor, converge on this knoll, snaking out in all cardinal directions to where they go. You don't yet know, but clearly someone or many someones have brought a shred of civilization to these strange woods and off into the distance to the north or to the south west. You can see a tower as well. Off into the distance.
So we keep walking and we come across some establishment of civilization.
Some establishment of a civilization. Yeah, you can see, like, so you can see along the map there, those walkways. You can see one of the guardhouses I was talking about to the south there. There's some more walkways to the west.
Okay, but we don't see any people. We don't see any activity. We just see the structures.
You just see the structures. You don't see any.
Okay.
Any of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Is it appropriately people sized?
Yes. Yes, it's not like some sort of crazy giant structure or tiny little miniature structures. And I'm just going to say right off the bat, this map that we're looking at is not to scale.
Okay.
Right? As we work our way through this forest.
We're going to wait.
You can see, we're going to roll me a perception check.
Oh. Okay. A minute. Nope. That's a one. Corey's navel gazing.
I rolled a 14.
14.
A 14.
I'm staring at the sun again.
Oh, shit.
What do you roll?
Do you want me to roll a perception check as well?
Yeah, I want everybody to roll me a perception check.
All the perception checks.
So do we want flowers? Do we want duckies? Do we want football? Do we want just regular green or regular purple? Do we want fire, lucky, or oil slick?
Yes.
Water perception check.
Yeah. Roll all of them and take the best one. Just kidding. That's not what you should do.
I'm going to roll this one that Raph has given me that never rolls well.
Did it roll well?
Oh, boy. It super great. With my plus two perception, it rolled a six.
You're welcome.
Corey rolled a one.
Yeah.
Shatari rolled a six. Harumph, what did you roll?
I haven't rolled yet because, like I said, my attention is elsewhere again.
You're staring at the sky?
Do you want a disadvantage?
I want an advantage. Basically, yeah. Please. Yeah.
You want advantage? Ooh. Oh, all right.
See, I was going to say, do we go to who sticks their finger, like their friend yawning at an opportune moment? Just like.
I rolled a, well, with advantage, I rolled a 2 and a 15, but with my bonus 2, you said perception? It's a not, 19. Or it's a 19.
19. Ranarat, you're unsure as you see something fly by through a break in the canopy. Definitely large and leathery. Rumpf, you're amazed. What great changes. You're in a forest. There's warm sun splashing down on your skin. And you have made the rare sighting in your eyes of a green dragon as it flaps lazily by.
Oh, fuck.
And we're going to leave it at that.
Shit!
Leaves it at a sighting of a green dragon. So if I remember anything from our last campaign, as in I wasn't part of it yet, snowflakes and seduction, right?
Yep. Snowflakes, seduction, heat metal.
Metal bands and children's hands.
Yeah.
All those were good things.
All those are good things. We're keeping it short today.
Yeah, hot diggity.
Hot diggity damn. And I think that's a good place to...
Much appreciate.
...to leave off as... Ranarat, you're not quite sure, but Harumph, you're definitely sure. You just saw a large green dragon fly by.
So now, like, how large? Like, twice the size of Ranarat?
It's twice the size of Ranarat is a good place to start, but it's not...
At least, what you're saying is at least
the twice head. The size of
the
Ranarat.
The head is at least twice the size of Ranarat.
I would
the
call
head,
it...
The eyeball.
Okay. An adult green dragon.
Oh, I'm going to add that specifier.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Then it has some sort of intelligence behind it, right? Like, we can talk to it.
As it flies by from the northwest going to the southeast.
Time for some chlorine seduction.
Right.
I will start thinking up some green-themed pickup lines.
Can I learn how to cast heat metal between now and next session?
No, probably not.
Damn it. Fireball it is.
Fireball.
That will heat metal.
yeah.
And you said it was just flying lazily, right?
Oh, yes, lazily. Without a care in the world.
Do I feel like it was looking at us?
No. No, it seemed unconcerned of its surroundings completely.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Dave.
Basically, we don't have to fuck with that. But thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's up to you whether you fuck with the green dragon or not.
Right? I mean, there's all these structures. I'm pretty sure that you'd be able to hide from it.
Possibly.
Side note, next week.
That works with an adult, the green dragon, hiding from it.
May not be closer to Raph is right now than I am currently.
Are you bringing your laptop with you?
No.
Oh, so we're not going to be able to run an episode. Where?
I brought it up in the chat like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. When do you leave, Chase?
The 21st. But my flight, I do need to be at the airport by like 2:33 a.m. So I'd rather...
The 21st is on Tuesday.
Yeah. You're right. And I need to be at the airport by 2:33 a.m. I'm going to...
I'll tell you. It's you always want to travel tired. That way you can sleep on the plane. It's a 3.5-hour flight.
It's a 2-hour flight.
You're going to Ontario?
Where are you going?
Yeah.
It's a 3.5-hour flight.
Toronto? Okay. That's not enough sleep
for me. Unless you're coming back, then it's a 4-hour, 20-minute flight.
Yeah, which is weird because this is against wind. I looked it up. I didn't understand why my back flight was longer than my...
The Earth rotates this way, so when you fly this way, it's like going on a treadmill.
Matt, the Earth is flat.
How dare he?
But spinning still, like a record. What about the Sunday on the 19th?
I would prefer not the night that I'm flying.